This Dr. Schmidt, interventional cardiology, dictating follow-up visit on Charles Camper, date of birth 8/31/1954. Patient's here today for follow-up. Patient has history of hypertension, obstructive sleep apnea, dyslipidemia, and non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. Chronic atrial fibrillation with probable tachycardia-mediated cardiomyopathy. Patient has been doing well, taking his medication like he's supposed to, and reports no new symptoms since last visit. He denied orthopneia, PND, or leg swelling, no palpitations or syncope. Current medication, please refer to attached list of patient's current medications. Past medical history, remarkable again for obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension, dyslipidemia. History of congestive heart failure, currently compensating. History of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, probably related to tachycardia-mediated cardiomyopathy, and history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Family history marked for hypertension. Social history patient is ex-smoker. He denies alcohol or drug abuse. Review systems, he had no fever, chest, night sweats, or weight loss. HCNT, no hearing loss or visual changes. Cardiovascular, as mentioned above, respiratory. No significant dyspnea or exertion. Gastrointestinal, there is no diarrhea or constipation. Endocrine, no known history of diabetes or thyroid disorder. Hematologic, there's no bleeding disorder, CNS, no history of CVA, musculoskeletal, no history of rheumatoid arthritis, rheumatoid heart disease or, rheumatic heart disease or rheumatic fever, skin, no rashes. On physical examination, patient had no apparent distress at rest, however, his blood pressure was elevated at 143 over 103, heart rate 77. There's no significant JVD, lungs are clear to auscultation, cardiac auscultation reveals a regularly irregular rhythm with no murmurs or gallop, abdomen non-tender, no masses, no peripheral putting edema, no neurological deficit. Next item, cardiovascular assessment and plan. No history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy, probably related to tachycardia-mediated cardiomyopathy due to AFib. Continue rate control and assist patients LVEF with echocardiogram in the next few months after achieving adequate blood pressure control and rate control. He claims to be compliant with Coumadin. He continues closely follow up with his primary care physician on his INR that has been therapeutic according to the patient. The patient had recent INR according to him that was between 2 and 3. And he wants to continue follow up with his primary care physician on his INR checks. He understands the risk and benefit of Coumadin therapy. He understands the risk of bleeding if his INR becomes supratherapeutic. And understands risk of stroke if his INR becomes subtherapeutic. Number two, history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Rate appears to be controlled at this time. Continue follow-up with primary care physician on anticoagulation. History of hypertension, uncontrolled at this time. Patient already on maximal doses of ACE inhibitor, beta blocker, and calcium channel blockers. Accordingly, went ahead and changed his CORAG from 25 mg POPID to metoprolol 75 mg POPID, which probably help achieving better blood pressure control. We ask him to check his blood pressure at home, bring us a list of his home measurements. Next visit, we'll see him for follow-up in 1 week. Number next, history of dyslipidemia, currently on statin. He continues follow-up with his primary care physician on lipid profile. He understands that his target LDL is below 100. We counsel him about risk factor modification, lifestyle changes, including diet and exercise. Number next, history of obstructive sleep apnea. The patient appears to be compliant with his CPAP machine. Sleep apnea could be a factor with his non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. However, we will reevaluate his LVEF with echocardiogram in the next few weeks slash month after achieving better blood pressure control. The patient was encouraged to call us with any problems or concerns. Follow-up in 1 week was given for assessment of blood pressure control and compliance. Indication on Charles Kemper, Dissectational Interventional Cardiology. Indication, thank you.